Steven.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well, how are you?
It's nonstop today.
I completely understand. It's a Thursday, though.
It is a Thursday. How can I help you out? Did you get my email? I think you did, right, last night?
Yes, we did. We actually reviewed it. We had our attorney review it as well. The only thing that came back to us was that interest rate.
Okay, let's bring that up. Let's bring up
Because
your.
when my attorney calculated it, he came down to an interest rate of 19%.
Let's bring up this file. So, do you have your documents in front of you?
Yes, one
Okay.
second. Okay.
So, what we have you approved for is an equipment finance agreement. You can run your own amortization schedules. I'm not an attorney or an accountant. These are a fixed payment program. But my goal is to kind of not treat people like numbers and just be honest with them. If the transactions work, the transactions work. Ultimately, your attorney is not the one lending you money. So the way that I have to approach it is just kind of tell you the program's available. Equipment financing rates are based on a few different things, that it all comes down to risk. And that's both the amount of money you get, the term length, and the funding amount. You actually have one of the best approvals in the business. Your approval is for the 87 to 86, it's a rate factor. So you got $86,171.58. Your payment is 2534.48. So we're going to take 2534.48, we're going to divide that by 86. 171.58. So your rate factor on a 4-year term is a 0.029412 rate factor. These are just numbers, and what does this mean? I'm confident, based on the information that I have, that this is a really solid approval for your business. That doesn't mean you guys need to take it, but it really is. I think, and I hope you don't mind if I'm honest and direct with you, correct? I believe the other lender has you approved for like $12,000. Right now, yeah, and so a lot of people just assume that, like, oh, because I get a property loan, I'm just going to get, everyone's going to bowl over and give me money. We're financing restaurant equipment for a new business. Most leasing companies, and don't take this the wrong way, they will not touch this type of file because it's limited time in business. There's also some issues on the business credit. I'm sure you're aware of them, correct?
Correct.
There's also a lawsuit on one of the corporations, correct?
Oh, I was not aware of that.
Yeah, so when we looked at the business credit, and this is not me beating you up, this is a really good approval that a lot of my best customers will take just for, so I don't want you to feel like we're beating you up. Let's look at this. Give me a second. Here's a response because of one of our partners. Business in short for 1 year. The Jayapatarma banks are struggling and show multiple NSFs as not sufficient funds and consistently daily balances under $1,000. Jayapatarma is also showing a lawsuit pending on the Dun & Bee and has a low Paydex, which is a credit report issue. You have 54 due to past due accounts. So I guess the way that I'd put it is this. You guys have already neg I'm a huge fan of negotiation. I'm here to earn your business, but I've already negotiated the file out with our underwriters. We're offering a 3% discount up front. It's a fixed payment program. If the transaction works for you, great, do it. If it doesn't, no big deal. No harm. I don't take it the wrong way. Obviously, this is what we can do. I think, if it comes down to you guys saving $200 a month, feel free to do it. But there is one other option. I do have another program that I can pursue for you, but it's going to still be a lot of paperwork. Need those tax returns, stuff that need those extensions. And if you want to provide that to me, feel free to. I don't want to keep on asking for information in the hopes of saving you 150 or $200 a month. It's just not worth your time. What were you expecting?
See, when because whenever we always typically have our documents just kind of reviewed by our attorney, and oh, it's just a family business. So my uncle went up to my dad and was like, okay, go ahead and review it. My dad and my attorney came back, and they're like, my attorney calculated at a 19% interest rate.
it's not a loan that active APR, but this here's like me just stepping in. I'm more than happy to speak to them. This is a really solid approval. That doesn't mean you have to believe me or take the approval. Honestly, it's no big deal if you don't. There's no pressure here. But my expertise is actually telling customers the truth and telling them what's going on. I had a customer that just came into me. They've got a very similar business to you, and they're saying, well, how about this and how about this? I said, look, take the deal. You've already negotiated. You've already won. You already got your deal. The problem for this transaction is, if let's just say like you use an APR of 8%, okay? Well, you've got to be in business 5-10 years. So we're going to talk about a program that doesn't exist. But if this doesn't work, I can still keep on asking you for information. I can just tell you the information that they're coming back with if you want me to ask you. Do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
Okay. So, let's see. Yeah. Can you provide a profit and loss and balance sheet that covers 2015 and year-to-date 2016?
Profit and loss and balance sheet?
Yeah, for the business. I mean, if you want, we can press pause and explore other options. It's just, at the end of the day, you guys are negotiating over $200, and I'm more than happy to help you, but, I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. 2015 for the hotel itself, or?
Well, I would just say, the problem is, it'd be for Jaipatarma, because that's okay. The strength of your transaction.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and don't take this wrong way. We're a lender, and we lend our own money. We also work with other banks. I've sent your file to multiple banks, and they have automatically declined the file. They're just not interested. Because financing restaurant equipment for a new business, it's not that I think you're not going to pay. But if you're saying, like, hey, give me an 8% or give me a 6% rate, they're going to say, okay, give me a risk-free transaction. They don't want to finance a brand new hotel. They want to finance someone that, and they don't want to finance low credit. They want to finance someone that has really strong credit. They want to finance someone that has, you know, really, not just really strong credit. They want to finance someone that has really strong credit and a lot of time in business. And in this location, it's just not, it's not there. But, I mean, can you run, if I can always try, you know, I can press pause today and see if we can qualify for something else. You can send me your 2015 and 2016 profit loss and balance sheet for Jaipatarma, and I can see what I can do.
Okay, that'll be good. I have another favor, because I know I was working with my dad this morning. We were just kind of going back and forth on these documents. Would you be able to give him a call, because he's the one that, you know, we were concerned about the interest rate. So would you be able to give him a call and speak to him?
I can speak to whoever. Yeah, there's no secrets. Absolutely.
Okay. Can I give you his phone number, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Who am I speaking to?
It's going to be Nikki.
Nikki?
Jariwala. Yeah, Nikki Jariwala. And then his phone number is 972.
And who is this person?
He's my dad. So Sanjay's brother-in-law.
Okay.
His phone number is 972.
But just, you know, I don't feel comfortable, like, you're the one that sent out the file, but I don't feel comfortable discussing credit and information with those people. Because I don't know these people without the owner's information. If the owner wants to call me and give me the okay to discuss it, I can do that. But at the end of the day, like, I don't feel comfortable speaking to people that are family members without the okay. Like, I wouldn't want my brother discussing my credit with someone else. And that's not just, it's not okay. Can he give me a call and okay that?
Yeah, no, I can have Sanjay call you, or can I just three-way him, or what?
Yeah, that's fine. Do you want to try to, my phone system is a pain to do conference calls. Do you want to try to do this?
Yeah, I'll three-way him and just get the confirmation from Sanjay.
Okay.
So then you can go ahead and give my dad a call and speak to him.
Okay.
All Hello, Ethan?
Yeah?
Hello?
Hi, okay, I have Sanjay Desai on the line.
Hello, Sanjay, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Roshni wants me to speak to someone named Nikki, and I just want, you know, if I discuss, if I discuss any credit issues, I wanted to make sure I have got you're okay to do so.
Yes, that's okay. Let them. You can stick with him. That'd be fine.
He's and I can discuss. Go. I can discuss any personal credit issues with about your or your wife's credit with him.
Yeah, any personal history, that is not a problem.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Ruben.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Hold on 1 second. 1 second, please.
Hello, Ruben.
Hey, Roshni. Give me 1 second, please. Give me 1 second, please. Hey, Roshni?
Yes.
Sorry, okay.
No worries. Would you like for me to give you Nikki's number, my father's?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I have to step out for an appointment, so it's going to take like 45 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Gotcha.
Okay. His phone number is 972.
Okay.
679.
Okay.
9223.
Okay, and you know what I'll do? If you want, send me over that profit and loss and balance sheet for Jaya Pratarma in the meantime.
Okay.
And we'll see what we can do here, and hopefully find a resolution today, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.